Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Tes. Nida Daf Tes, as we continue in this first parak of Parak Shammai, and we are up to the bottom of Chesam Abeis, Mi'uberes. Mi'uberes. You remember the Mishnah Daf Zayin had told us, machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim and other Shitas, regarding women that are Dayan Shaitan. Certain women, even though in general we might not paskin like Shammai, we might say that if a woman checks herself, we do go backwards in time, because we assume, we have to be Choshish L'chumra, that she became a Nida earlier, and when she touched Taurus, then she was Matami them. But there are certain women that have a Chazaka of being Misulekes Damim, they have their Dam removed, they're not in a state of seeing Dam, and therefore one can be Mekel and assume Dayin Shaitan by those four women. And those were Besula, Mu'uberes, Menika, and Zakena. Besula we discussed yesterday. What does Besula mean? Besula means Besula's Damim, not Besula's Adam. We learned about the three types of three Besulas, Besula's Karka, Besula's Elon, and Besula's Adam. We asked why isn't this one on the list. This is also a fourth Besula, but for various reasons the Gemara gave, it is not on the list. Either because it's not Tali B'maisa, or it is that people are upset about it. It goes in the opposite direction of the others. It's a shinui hachozer lebir yaso, because a woman will achieve menopause at a certain time. So different reasons why it might not be on the list, but it is one of the besulas. So now we discuss the next one, mi'uberes. What does mi'uberes mean? A pregnant woman has a status of misulekas damim, and therefore, if she sees dam, we say dayan shaitan. Says the Gemara, mi'uberes mishayodeya ubar. When her Uber is recognized. V'kama hakarasu Uber, what does that mean? When Sumchas Omer, Mishum Rebbe Meir, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months. After 3 months, meaning after the first trimester, that is when a woman is considered Misulekes Damim. Let's just finish the line. V'yavol Bishin, Rayel Odover, Zechel Odover. Even though there's no proof positive to the fact that 3 months is the cutoff, Zechel Odover, there is a Zecher that this is true. Shnei Amar, as it says by Tamar, Vayhi Kimishlosh Chadashim, V'gomer, it says when it was a third of the months, meaning 3 months, so that is when it was recognizable, and that's when people started saying to Yehuda, Zansakala Tamar Kalasecha, and the whole story began. So it's a remez, says the Gemara, Zeichel Adavar, Krakasiv, Ksivarai Gadolahi. Why is that just a remez? Usually a remez, the pasuk is not really talking about it, doesn't say it, then you find a hint if you interpret it in a certain way. But here in this pasuk, it's Beferish. It's a third of the months, Kimishlosh Chadashim. So the Gemara says, no. Who says that she gave birth after 9 months, or that generally women do? Mishum di'ika di'alda l'tes v'ika di'alda l'shiva. You're right, maybe it means a third of when she's going to have a baby. But if a woman has a 7-month pregnancy, maybe her hakaras ubar stage would be earlier. So therefore you can't prove it just from the fact that we say mishlosh chadashim, that's automatically going to be 3 months. That's Rashi. Look at Rashi, the Yodel Zayin. Shema nikar ubra l'shlish yameha. Maybe the ubar is nikar always a third. Dahainu shnei chadashim l'shlish. And maybe it'll be earlier. Maybe it'll be a seven month baby, and therefore 2 1/3 months will be the third. Kamash malan to azlinan basar rov nashim. The chiddush is that you have to rov nashim, and therefore even for a woman that, you know, might have a 7-month pregnancy, it doesn't matter. 3 months is the stage of hakaras ubar. That is the Gemara with Rashi. There is a big discussion. We mentioned this already yesterday, I think. And that is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, Rav Moshe points out in Etshuva and Yeredeya, Chilek Gimel, Simen Nun Beis, that Mu'uberes and Menekes in our day and age seem to be different than the Gemara. On the one hand, Mu'uberes, the Gemara seems to say, is only considered a Misulekas Damim after 3 months, and we know right away she is Misulekas Damim, number one. And number two, and therefore, does the status change even before 3 months? For the halachas of Misulekas Damim, as we'll talk about later, Reb Hashem, regarding halachas of Bedikos. And number two is the case of Menekes. Because in Menekes, we know that a woman, it's not automatic that she's not going to see Dom for the first 2 years after she has a baby, unless she nurses. If she doesn't nurse, then she's going to see Dom, rove women. So, this is a big discussion that Rav Moshe has. But it starts earlier. Rabbi Kiva, I mentioned some of the Achronim. I said each time we come to this, maybe we'll mention another one. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Etshuva assumes nothing changes Bizman Hazeh. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's been Kuf Chaf Ches, 128. Lanias Daiti, Ha Hasiluk Damim, Hu rak mishahukar ubra, vi af de enenu roos, binashi di dun. even though we see with our women, d'miyad kishenis abru musulakos damim v'nishtanu ativim, even though we see regarding our women that right away, right after, right when she gets pregnant, she doesn't have any dam anymore. Ukubashikaza Tosas Gabi Inu Nisa Devarda, the Hulu, Tosva says doesn't matter. Rabbi Kivaker says it doesn't matter. Velo Nizka Remez Baachrona Shaladidon Apelo Hukar Ubrakein. Okay, that's his. He holds the line, and therefore, even though we know she's already Musulakas Damim, we're not going to consider her Musulakas Damim until 3 months from now. He just talks about that case. We're going to continue going Lechumra. What about the other case? He doesn't talk about that case. Meinekes, if he say, oh no, we have to go like what they hold, so we're going to go Lekula there. Leshitas Rabbi Kivaker, we should go Lekula. But it's hard to go Lekula if you see she's going to have Dam. So Misfara, we should, but Lechora, he wouldn't say, you go Lekula there. Okay, anyway, yeah.
Is it 3 months to establish a new Chazakah of Musulakas Damim, or is it 3 months?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Whether what we are, just to put words into your mouth, are the 3 months a Siman or a Siba? Are the 3 months reflective that she is now Musulakas Damim, or 3 months causes Musulakas Damim? Maybe we'll have a question and answer about that in a minute, but if you assume like Rabbi Kivaker, it's for sure a Siba, not a Siman. Because if it's a Siman, then that Siman is wrong today. Because we know it happens even earlier that she loses her dam. So Pashas, maybe that's the Nukudas of Achlokas between how they view it. Again, a question that comes up in 20 different places in Halacha. The last time I think we had Siman versus Siba was the Chut HaSikra. We had at the end of Maseches Midos, is the Chut HaSikra, the red line, is that a Siman or a Siba? Is that a reflection or is that a cause? L'may Nafkamina, if you don't have or if you put the Chut HaSikra in the wrong spot, right, do you say that it goes by the Chut HaSikra, or it goes by the place on the Mizbeach, that's the middle? Okay, we have that by Tzeis HaKochavim, we have that by a simanim, literally, of a ketana or a katan. We have this question in many places, siman or a siba. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, 5 lines from the bottom. Hare, shayisa b'cheskas muberes, b'ras adam. If a woman is cheskas muberes, she's pregnant, and then she sees dam during the pregnancy. Right, big shayla. This comes up, lamaisa, something. Let's say a woman has a riyaz dam. So first of all, she has to go to the doctor quickly to find out what's going on. But after that, the question is, what do we assume is her status? So we generally assume lamaisa, just like we assume by every other dam, that we're machmir for dam psulim, for dam this, for dam that, for everything we're machmir. So also dam there, if there actually is dam. The issue here is that you don't have to be choseshes that there is dam. But what if she has a cheskas muberes, she sees dam, the achar kach, and then afterwards, he pila ruach o kaldavar sheino shel kayama. Afterwards, she has a miscarriage of something that is not a halachic fetus. Ruach, there's just air in it. Oh, Eino Shel Kayama, we'll have a whole list, by the time in the third parak, in the parak HaMapeles, all cases of a woman, what's considered a vlad, what's not considered a vlad. So let's say she's cheskas muberes, and then she ends up giving birth to something that's not considered an ubar. Do we say that lemafreya, her status of muberes, is undermined? We know right now this is not called a leda, so do we say, okay, so go back. She didn't give birth, so she was never muberes, and therefore everything she touched in the past should be tameh. That's the question. We don't go backwards in time and say, oh, she was never pregnant, and therefore we're metameh. No, we assume up until now she had cheskas muberes, and therefore we do not say. Rashi says, "Lo amrinan igloi milsa lamafreya dolav herayonhu." We don't go backwards and say it was not a pregnancy. V'nitmu taros demeis leishal reiya. We don't go backwards and say that, but we only go mikana lahaba.
Yeah.
And from the time that she is mapila, correct. And what we're about to say. And even though it is not a birth legabe most halachos, it is halachically called a birth, at least legabe her being called pregnant beforehand. And that shall be daya shaita.
But
we will consider this not dam leda. If it's dam, we'll consider it dam, if it's dam. But she's tame mishum nida, not mishum leda. Right, it's not a leda here. If a woman has a leda, it's not called a leda, that's not a leda, unless it's zava, or to think what exactly she's, what liquid comes out of her. So as we'll see later. But and again, the Gemara quotes, even though there is no proof positive to this idea, what idea? That holadas ruach is called a leda, even though there's no raya to that, there is a zecher to it. Shene'emar, as it says in Yeshayahu, describing the tsaris of Klal Yisrael, harinu, It was as if we became pregnant. Chalnu kemo yaladnu ruach. And we became sick in childbirth, just like as we gave birth to ruach. But you see the lashon of leida there by ruach. Yaladnu ruach. So the Gemara says, my zeichel adavar hari raya gadoli. That's beferish. Beferish pasuk that says, leida can be used even by leidas ruach. So the Gemara says, no. Kiksiv haikrab is the harem ksiv. The pasuk is not talking about women. It's talking about all of Klal Yisrael, including the men. So obviously it's just a mashal. So we don't have to take the mashal literally in terms of defining leida. So you're right, it's a remez, but it's not a vadai raya. Period. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute, you're telling me a leidas ruach is called a leida, v'ramini, but we learned in a brisa, as we discussed yesterday a little bit, when a woman has pregnancy re'ios, birth re'ios, so the question is, if that leads into a leida, then fine, it's called a leida. But if there's a break in between these labor pains and these re'ios and the birth, then we are choshesh that maybe this is a zava. She became a zava because there was a break in between. Obviously, it's not leading up to the leida. So we discussed yesterday how long do you have to have in between. But the Gemara talks about that issue. Kishta shnayim ulashlishi. In that context, we also talk about, not exactly the case of the break, but what happens afterwards. What does she have? So if it turns into an actual leida, then fine. But what if it doesn't turn it into an actual leida? For example, kashta shtayim v'lushashti pila ruach, okada v'shira shokayama. If after the labor, she gives birth to somebody that does not have the halachic status of a leida, of an inosh shokayama. So we say, okay, how I say you let us bezov. That's you let us bezov. She's a zava. Just like if she had a break in between, she would be called a zava. So to here, because it did not turn into a halachic leida, so that is why everything up until now is called ziva. V'i amr leida ma'al yasehi, and if you're telling me that leida shel ruach is called a leida, so then koshi samach la leida rachmana tiere. But we know that any pain leading up to the birth is not called ziva. That's called leida. So therefore, why does the Brisa say that it would be called Yoledes Bezov? So we have a stira. Our context, we say Leidas Ruach is called a Leida, and that Brisa says Leidas Ruach is not called a Leida. So, two answers. Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papi, Hanach Me'es Leis Drabanan. What does that mean? Really, it is not called a Leida. Really, it's not called a Leida, like the Brisa says. In our context, we're going to be Mako and say we don't go backwards and Metame more than, you know, right now, because Me'es Leis is all Durabanan, as we had earlier already, at least once in this parak. It's not such a real chash. It's not what the Gemara called earlier Drara de Tuma. It's just an extra Chumra Lagabe Nida. But it's not a real Mistaver extension based on real chashas of Tuma, and therefore we can be Mako. But the Ikar Adin is the Brisa, or Mako Me'es Leis. Okay, Rav Papa Amar. Midi Havi Taima El Mishum de Rosha Kaved Aleha Vevarea Kveden Aleha. What's the issue? The issue is, when we say that she's Mesulekas Damim, it's not because she had an actual Leda. The issue of Mesulekas Damim is, we assume she loses her Dam because she's weak, and she's exhausted from the pregnancy. Her, literally, her limbs become heavy upon her. So, Achanami, Rosh HaVevar Kvedim Aleha. So too here. You know what we say, Dayashaita? You don't need an actual halachic Leda for Dayashaita. Even if you don't have halachic Leda, like the Brisa holds. But all we need is Mesulekas Damim. And even by Evareha, Varosha, Kveden Aleha, that would be enough for Mesulekas Damim. So both Rav Papa and Rav Papi say, the rule is the Brisa, and our Mishnah is the exception. Both of them say that answer. The question is, why is our Mishnah an exception? Is it because Meis Leis is just a Chumrah? Or is it because you don't need a Leda in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah just needs Mesulekas Damim. And that's enough, even with Rosha and Evareha, Kveden Aleha. Okay, line 5. Boy, Mene, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mere Bzeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered Mere Bzeira. Ra'asa v'achach hukar ubra. Mahu. What happened if she sees Dam and on the morning of the end of her first trimester? And then later that afternoon, boom, she pops. Right, there's always one moment in time when you don't know a woman's pregnant, and boom, right then, you realize, wow, she's pregnant. Hukar Ubra. So what happens if right before that status came, Hukar Ubra? Ma, what do we say? Meaning, what do we say about that? She was Rasa. So we were going to say, Me'es Leis, go backwards. But then she's Hukar Ubra, like, oh, It's Dayav Shaita. So what do we say here? Mao Kivan de Beidna de Chazoi Lo Hukar Ubra Mitamye. Do we say, since at the moment that she saw, she was not yet Hukar Ubra, she is Mitame, going back in time, Eslays. Odom, no. Kivan de Samech La Chazoi Lo Mitame. Or because it's so close, right? So close, right? Later that day, then she is Mitame. So the Gemara answers, we'll get back to the question. Amar Lei, Reb Zera answered, Midi Havi Taima, same thing we just said. Elam Mishem Derosha Kaved Aleha Vevaran Kavedon Aleha. What's the whole reason of Selekas Damim? And we say, Dayashaitis, because her limbs are heavy upon her. So, Be'idin Dachazoi, when she saw, Ein Rosha Kaved Aleha Vevaran Kavedon Aleha. Her bone, her limbs and head wasn't, it was, the Gemara is assuming that it's a moment in time. That her limbs and head weren't heavy. Maybe it's also psychological. Once she knows that she's pregnant, then hukar ubra, you know, all of a sudden she already feels more, her bone feels, you know, she feels more weighted down. Period. So the question was, what do you go by? So the Gemara says, no, you are machmir, because her bones and her head aren't kavid aleha on her at the moment until she has Hakaras Uber. All the Rishonim here discuss what exactly was the question, what exactly is the teres. All the Chachmei Sfarad discuss it. I'll quote you from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Kashulan, my kami boile. Kol midos chachamim kachi. I understand. It was right before Hukar Ubra. All midos, all shiurim in halacha have a cutoff point, and you can't be beyond the cutoff point. Kezias. What if you eat a drop less than a kezias? So you need a kezias. What if you drink a little more than a kezias? That's it. Every Shabbos. Shabbos starts at a certain moment, beforehand and afterwards. So Hakaras Ubar. This is the shear that Chazal gave. So what's the question? If it was right before it doesn't have the status. So, call me this Chachamim Kachi. Bar Bamsa Hu Tovel, Bar Bamsa Pachas Chartov, Eino Tovel. So what was the question that was asked to Reb Zera? So B'yesh Mefarshim says the question, first the Rashba quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban says, maybe the question was that maybe you need either or. Maybe you need either or. That was the Havamina. B'yesh Mefarshim, the Rebbe Yirmiyah Hachi Kavi Vayim Minei. G'vosh Nasu Lo Chachamim, Mishiyeh Rosha Kavin Aleha, Vever Kveden Aleha. V'haynu, Mishiyeh Uber Nikar. O Dilma Gvul Nasullah Hakar Subar Mamishu, the Kodam Lachaya Filipasamachina Matarasa. The question is basically, is it either or? And the answer is that it's the same time. Viamarle, Af Ivarea, Aina Kfaidin Elamishas Hakar Subar Mamish. Vechulu. Okay, that's the Ramban. The Rashba does not like that, because then the Gemara should have just said, do you need Rosha Kfaidin Aleha? Is that enough? Or is it go by Hakar Subar? It could have been more explicit. So the Rashba assumes that there is a difference, and here he seems to say, Dani, what you just said, and that is it more of a siman or a siba? Do you say Rosha Kved Hakaras Ubar, is it more of a siman, which then you might say the status starts even earlier, by Rosha Kveden Aleha even earlier, or do we say, no, this is the siba, this is what causes the status, and therefore earlier is not going to make a difference. That's how he seems to understand the question, arguing on his Rebbe, the Ramban. So the Ramban, the Rashba, there are other Rishonim that deal with this, but they'll talk about what exactly was the question and the answer. And the answer given, though, was that it's a cutoff point only after Hakaras Ubar. Period.
Couldn't we say this is also whether Mitzvah Yom Kekulo?
What about Mitzvah Yom Kekulo? So Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you usually only say, Rav Schechter has an article about this in one of his Sfarim, you only say that where you have a question of Minyan, where you're counting a certain number of days, let's say Shiva. So Shiva, you can say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo on the last day. You can't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo on Shabbos.
But you're counting 3 months.
So you're, I don't know if you're counting. I think it's after 3 months there is a status that kicks in. I don't think there's a Sviras Minyan here. Right, so by a Zava, you can count Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Even though she can't go to the Mitzvah, she can't be with her husband until the nighttime. So by all the Mitzvah Yom Kekulos, you don't say it by Shabbos. Mitzvah Yom Kekulo and, Rove and Shabbos afternoon already, we're finished. Right, why not? Because that's a din of a day. So I think all the same thing, same answer would be, if there's a status. You need a status here. And it could be like we said earlier. Maybe it's we would have said a third of, the Havid is a third of whatever pregnancy she is. I think it's a status. I don't think it's a svira of 3 months literally. So I think that's why you wouldn't apply the principle there.
So even though it's not Hukura Suva until after 3 months, the dama she sees in between is still considered to be dam tuma.
Even if she doesn't have Hakaras Ubar, meaning up until Hakaras Ubar in the days of the Talmud.
Yeah.
With the dam that she saw would be, they didn't know, let's say, it would be dam nida. It would be dam nida because they didn't know she was pregnant yet. Yeah, it would be dam tame. Weiter. Bisman hazeh, when we know if she's pregnant or not, any dam that comes out, lemaisa or machmir, because any dam that comes out. But the question is, bisman hamigdash, that'll be a good question. Bisman hamigdash, first of all, are we going to go back to the ikra din bisman hamigdash? The Meshchachma talks about that in one place. Are we going to keep chumra derab zera, which we're going to have later on, daf samach vav later, all the way, a few months? Are we going to go back, or are we going to keep chumra derab zera even then? Because a big nafkamina, a zavis, chayev is a karbon, a neat is not. So you got to know whether a woman's a zava or a nita. So pashas, we're going to have to go back. And we're going to have chachamim to tell us the difference between zava and nita and what she's up to. Like the tanoim. Some of the tanoim used to know. Different types of reds. Okay, we'll get to that later. Boy, mineahu saba. May Rabbi Yochanan, he gia is vesta bime ibura. Follow badka. Very lamaisa question. They answer Rabbi Yochanan, what if a woman has a vest? First time we have vest in this Pesachta, Vestos, the world of Vestos. We're going to have a lot of this Pesachta about Vestos. Vestos is scheduling, the time that we assume a woman is going to see Dom. That's her vest. There are different types of vests, as we'll talk about. There's a day of the day of the month and the day of the Haflaga, which is the interval. So we'll get to those, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. One of them, hopefully, we'll get to later today. What happens if her time for Re'iyah comes during her Yemei Ibura? Velo batka, and she did not check. Mao, so what's the halacha? A woman is supposed to do a bdika b'shas vesta when she's expected to get her period. But what if she didn't? So mahu. So the Gemara quotes a major sugya that comes up in next week as well. Kami boyili, my question is, aliba demanda amar vestos d'oraisa. Major machlokas in the Gemara, on daf tezayin, vestos d'oraisa, vestos d'rabanan. So do, if my question says a certain saba from Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, according to the opinion, vestos d'oraisa, meaning the obligation to check oneself, the obligation for a woman to check herself when she's expecting her period is a d'oraisa chiyuv. Because we assume, orach bizmano ba, the re'i is going to come right now, so on a d'oraisa level, she has to check. So according to that opinion, my, what about if she's pregnant? Kivan the vestas daraisa bai bedika. Do we say she needs? Oh, Dilma, kivan the demand musulak and lo bai bedika. Or do we say no? Because now she has a cheskas misulekas damen that overrides. And we don't say orach bizman oba if she's pregnant. Amarlei tanitua, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we learned it in a Mishnah later on. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, in a Mishnah later on, if a woman is in a cave, she's hiding out from a pirates. That are walking by, and she's very scared. And right during that machbay, her vest came below batka. She didn't check because she didn't want to make a sound. So the halacha is tahora. Shacharada mesaleka says adamim. She's tahor because we assume that the fear that she was in prevented her getting her period. So Gemara says taima dika charada. The reason that we assume that she is tahora is because she had a charada. Haleka charada. If she didn't have charada, v'higia ves v'lo batka tameya. Alma vesas daraisa. You obviously see this opinion of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah is holy vesas daraisa. Why? Because the nafkamina between vesas daraisa and vesas drabanan is if she didn't check during that time. Do we assume orach bizmano ba anyway, that she had a re'iya, but she didn't know about it, she's tameh automatically, or not? And she has to, according to Vesas d'oraisa, she has to overcome that by doing a bdika and finding herself tahora. But you see from this Mishnah that only because charada, that prevents it. But without charada, if she wouldn't have checked, she would be tameh. So obviously this is the shita of Vesas d'oraisa. But what do you see? You see there are factors that can overcome the chash re'iya. Once charada is a factor, so too in terms of mu'uberes. One does not need bedika, even according to the Manda Amar, vestos de oraisa. There is a shiloh I'll just ask, but you can look at the Mefarshim. Esther Hamalka. Vatischalchel Hamalka Ma'od. Remember the Gemara in Megillah? On her way to Achashverosh, she was very scared. Vatischalchel Hamalka. What does the Gemara say? Pirsa Nida. One second. Does Charada remove Nidus, or does Charada cause Nidus? Stira between that Gemara and Megillah and the Gemara right here. So we'll talk more about that when we get up to later, the Flamites, the Mishnah of Charada Misaleka Ses Hadamim. Okay, but very important Lamaisa, two machlokos actually to mention. Number one, this issue that we say that a woman does not have to check herself when she is Misulekes Damim, is that Litaharos also? or just lagabe baila. Every time we have a halacha in this mesechta, we have to analyze. There are two halachas of a nida. There's in terms of tum and tara, and there's in terms of heter labaila. We already had it once. In terms of regular bedikas during Shiva Nikiyam, we mentioned a little bit. Well, we'll have to get back to it later on, but we mentioned a little bit on Daf Zayin when it came up. But here too, the Rashba right here says, also lagabe taris. Once she's pregnant, she does not have to check. Not only lagabe baila, but also lataris, which always has a higher standard. And the Rush argues. The Rush says, no, this is only labaila, but lataris, maybe by the base of Midas, she would have to do a bdika even during state of Mubaris, because we are machmir. The Ritva has a middle opinion. The Ritva says, if she's a suka bataris, she has to check lagabe baila also. They're connected. Interesting lumdis, but that's the Ritva. If she's checking, at least according to one opinion, Vyesh Mefarshim, to Masisa de la Kaman Basuka Bataris, Vikiva de Baya Bidika Lataris, Afla Baila Nami Baya, Kadisa Beso Perkin, Vikibi Baya Lon, Bishaina Suka Bataris, Lagabi Baili Baya Bidika Klaus. So he quotes at least that opinion. He has his own opinion, but that is the Ritva. So different day is about Taris. But Lamaisa, is this all, the other Machlokas to talk about, is this Bidi Eved or even Lechat Chila? The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya in Kuf Pei Dalet discusses this, whether a woman who is Mu'uberes and her vest comes, let's say a woman, right, usually doesn't come up so often, but most women Bizman HaZeh have vestos She'en on Kavuos, most women. So let's say if a woman has a vest She'en on Kavua, a non-set vest, so then after she misses it once, then it's finished. She doesn't have to check. So most of the time, a woman doesn't know she's pregnant until after a month afterwards, since she missed it already. But let's say a woman is very conscious and she's trying to get pregnant and she's checking and she finds out she's pregnant. She does a pregnancy test before her vest comes. So does she have to check if she knows she's pregnant? So this relates to that issue of Rav Moshe and Rav Akiva Eger. Do we say the status of Mubaris could kick in before 3 months, assuming it can kick in before 3 months? So do we say, let's say, like Rav Moshe says, that Mubaris can kick in before 3 months, so is this Gemara B'di'evet or even L'chadchila? Does a woman not have to check when she is Mubaris? So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalet is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says, once a woman has, this is the discussions of Vestos, so she says, let me just find it, Im higia vespi mei ibura. This is Kuf Pei Dalet Zayin. Mishehukar Ubra Obi Yemei Meini Kasa. Also, when she's nursing, a woman who had a vest, even kavua maybe before she had the baby, and now she's nursing. Shehem Yuchav Dalet Chadash Mishnol Avlad Afilo Meis Avlad Ein Sarach Litfrosh Samach Lavesta VeAfilo Betoch Vesta Muteris Bolo Bedika. Meiko, Shulchan Aruch is Meiko. Next halacha, Haisa Nechbeis B'Machbe Memrei Pachad VeYigiyashas Vest Inachoshes Shlo. And the Rama on that halacha argues, maybe only if avar vest below batka. But lechachila she should have bedika. Is that only talking about machbe? Is that even talking about mubaris? Pashas is only talking about machbe. And that's the tour's chilak. The tour's machalik between were more makeup by mubaris than by machbe, even though the Gemara here parallels them and puts them together. Okay? But other women, the Shulchan Aruch says, shar nashim, srichos bedika, because she agia vest. We'll have to talk about this again later in the Masechta. But all other women, when the vest, when the time for her chashos come, whether it's a vest chodesh or nebeninus, we'll talk about all of them in the future. Then she has to check shikia vest, avra vest, lo batka, velo her gisha. So what happened if she didn't? She's supposed to check. What if she didn't? And she didn't have a hargasha. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Vest is daraisa, vest is darabanan. Those are the 2 days. Do we say tahara below bedika? It's okay. She's supposed to check, but if she didn't, and she didn't have hargasha, it's okay. V'yeshomrim shasura she tivdok im yeshla vest kavua oshulam yom lamed avishina kavua on a bainus, which we'll talk about, which is considered a vest kavua v'hachinog. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara. 2 dots. Meinika achetigmol. So meinika, a nursing woman, we had the different opinions. We had Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, who said that it goes by literally if she is nursing. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. If she weaned the baby or if the baby died, so then meis leis. We do go backwards. Rabbi Meir's opinion is it goes by actual nursing. The Chachamim say no. 2 years. 2 years, daya shaita. Doesn't matter whether she's nursing or not. So Tana Rabbanan Meinika Shemeis Bina B'Toch Esrim Va'Arba Chodesh Harika Chol Anashim Umetame Meis Leizim B'Kida L'B'Kida. This is the first opinion. Baby died or she stopped nursing within 2 years, so she loses her Meis Leiz status. Lufichach Imhaisa Meinikaso V'Holechas Arba Chamishanim. But you also have a Kula if she nurses for more than 2 years. Daya Shaita Div Rabbi Meir. The 2 year, the always goes by actual nursing. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Dayan Shaitan, Kolesim, Rabbi Chodesh. No, you got 2 years, Lachumra or Lakula. Lafichach, Imhaisa, Meinikaso, Arba, Vachameshanim, Metamos, Meis, Leizim, Bekida, Lebekida. If it's more than 2 years, then it doesn't matter. That doesn't give her a heter. Automatically, after 2 years, she then loses her Meineka status. So now the Gemara says, what are the svaras for each shita? Kishatibs alav on the day Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say it literally goes by nursing? Here's a well-known line in Maseches Nida. Dam nechar v'nase chalav. The dam, nidus, is what changed and creates the chalav. But why does a woman get milk when she becomes pregnant? She doesn't get any milk and she loses her dam because there's a connection between dam nida and the chalav that is produced for the baby. So that is why Rameer says it goes by actual nursing. If she's producing milk, so then that is a reflection that dam nechar v'nasa chalav. L'divrei Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, no. The reason that she is Mesulekas damim is not because of the dam nechar, but it's because of Eivereha misparkin. Ve'nafsha chozer zad esrim arba chodesh. No, because she feels heavy and weighted down and weak after having the baby, and it takes 2 years for her to get her strength back, and after 2 years she gets her strength back, and that is a kula and a chumra. Period. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll come back to this line. Lefichach. Do Rabbi Meir Lamali? What's the lefichach of Rabbi Meir? Therefore, we know Ashita. He says, literal nursing. Therefore, if she's nursing after 2 years, what's the chiddush of that? Mishum lefichach Rabbi Yosi. You're right, there is no chiddush. It's just, it's the paralleling the lefichach of Rabbi Yosi. Well, lefichach Rabbi Yosi Lamali, that's also pashit. Rabbi Yosi says, it does only goes by 2 years. Therefore, if she's nursing afterwards, it's not lakula. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you would have thought that is not literal. Ma'o detem Rabbi Yosi tartiyasla. You might have thought Rabbi Yosi holds either 2 years or actual nursing. Kamash malon. And that's why you have to say the lafichach. Period. Stop there for a minute. Dam nechar v'nasa chalav is a big discussion. What exactly does that mean? We know medically, biologically, there is no specific connection between losing one's dam and the milk being produced. You know, they're both applications of a state of being pregnant. They're both results of a state of being pregnant, but there are certain messages. The Ben Yoyada here says, dam is a symbol of tumah, and milk, chalav, is a symbol of life, of tara. Tzarach lahavin, lama asa Hashem yisbarakein. Why did Hashem do this? Even if you want to say medically, but it's parallel, let's say. When she loses her dam, she gets milk. It's parallel, so why does Hashem do this? Because after all, says the Ben Yoyada, you don't have to say it doesn't have to work this way. Look at animals; they don't have dam nida, and they create chalav lahanik, right? So what's the message? The message is that when it becomes to teach a person lahoros laadam acherkach afal pishachata v'davak b'kocho satuma shenasu min avonos. Al kolze gedola tshuva shemahafeches hazdonos l'schuyos v'yakabel aleim schar. You think it's so tummy, you're so low. Dam nida could become chalav that gives life to a baby. Kasher roa be'enav shadam atami nefach l'chalav shu mazon tar. That's the dam nechar v'nase chalav. The godless of a bal tshuva. I heard recently in a shir, on the tefer of Ephraim Waxman, the Gemara says in Yuma, gedola tshuva shemagas at kisi akavet. Magas at kisi akavet. He says, imagine if you have a big shul, you try to get to, how do you fix the light bulbs in a very tall shul? You got to get one of these fancy contraptions that go all the way up. Let's say you want to try to go up to the moon. You got to send a rocket ship to the moon. Let's say you try to get to Mars. It takes 5 years just to get to Mars. All the galaxies. It's impossible. Tshuva magas at kisei akavid. It goes all the way up. It's magas. You can take the state of tuma and get all the way up there. That's the that is the message of dam nechar v'nase chalav. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham, in Yonah Diyom, Magen Avraham, in Siman Tav Tzadik Dalid, we just had it, Ozvav, he says, one of the reasons for the minhag of eating milchiks on Shavuos is because, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, on Parshas Emor, that during the 7 weeks, the Yemei HaSvira, that's our Shiva Nekiyim. That's our Shiva Nekiyim before we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're counting. We have Dam Nida. So after the Shiva Nekiyim, Dam Nechar, Venasa Chalav. And therefore, Mimela, we have Chalav on Shavuos to remind us of our process of Tara that we just went through. That's the Magen Avraham. What does the other Shita say, by the way? But the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, they reject this. So Chassam Sofer says, no, it must be that they hold that the Chalav is not directly connected to the Dam of Nida. Maybe it's connected to other blood in the body. But Lav Dafka is connected to the Dam of Nida. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tani Namiyachi, we also have a brisa that supports this issue of Dam Nechem Ratzachalav. Dam Nechem Ratzachalav did Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Vera Mispaka, Minash Chazer Zalacha, Esther Barba Chodesh. So you see, these are the Svaras. Vel Rabbi Loi, my time with Rabbi Meir. Besides the Svara, is there a Pasik? What's the Pasik that supports Rabbi Meir? Dechsiv. The Pasik says in Eov, Mi Yitain Tahar Mitame, Lo Echad. Who could give something Tahar from something Tameh? Isn't it only the one, capital O, meaning Hashem? How could you have Tahar from Tameh? And that's referring to Dam and Chalav. You have Chalav from Dam. V'Rabbanan, what would they do with this Pasuk? If they don't hold to this principle, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is it referring to? Zu Shechva Zera. Shehu Tameh, Bodem Anotu Mimeno Tahar. Shechva Zera is an Avatoma. And yet a person is created from a Shechva Zera. So that's what it's referring to. Mi'itin Torah mitame. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Elu Yimei Hanida. No, a third opinion. It's Yimei Nida. It's Mei, not Dam Nida. Mei Nida is the water that is used for sprinkling. That's the water of the ashes and the water of the Paraduma. Shahamazeh, Vahamazin Alav, Tahar, Vinogeya Tame. As we know, what do you mean, Tahar Mitame? Because the one who sprinkles, one who actually does the sprinkling, is Tahar. But anybody who touches the Dam, the Mei Nida, Stam, not to do the sprinkling, is Tame. What about Paraduma? One of the reasons, one of the halachas that is so not able to be understood by Shlomo, we'll get to the line in a minute, is the people who prepare it, the Soref as a Parah becomes Tame. And the one who touches it becomes Tameh. The one who actually does the Hazar remains Tahar. But the other ones remain, the other ones involved, or if somebody's involved for no reason, that's Tameh. So that is, you see, Tahar mi Tameh. So Umazeh Tahar, so 1 second, the one who sprinkles is Tahar v'aksiv, Umazeh yanideh chabis begadah. What do you mean? Doesn't it say in Chukas, the one who sprinkles does become Tameh? He has to wash his clothing? No. My Mazeh nogeya. That Mazeh means touching for no reason, not to do Hazar. V'aksiv, Mazeh, v'aksiv, nogeya, but it says both. You can't say Nogea means Mazeh. The Ode, Mazeh, Boy Kibos, Nogea, Lo Boy Kibos. Also, you can't say they're the same, because the Gemara, the Torah reflects different halachas. It says that a Mazeh has to wash his clothes, and Nogea does not have to wash his clothes. So, Ella, my Mazeh, no say. No, you're right. Mazeh, Nogea means Nogea, and Mazeh means no say. You're carrying it, which is more Tameh, even, than just Nogea. That, you have to wash your clothes also. The lift of no say, why don't you just say no say? Kamash balan, da'ad dari kishir hazah. The chiddush is, no, that you have to carry the amount of the shir hazah in order to become tameh. So 1 second, honey chlam andamar hazah tzvi chashir. That works according to the opinion that you need a certain amount in order to sprinkle. El lamandamar ain't tzvi chashir ma'ik el meimar. But what about according to the opinion that says there is no shir for hazah? Then you can't say you need a shir of carrying of shir hazah. So the Gemara says no. Afilo lamandamar ain't tzvi chashir. Even according to the opinion that says there's no shir regarding the hazah, hanimili agaba de gavra. That's just that there's no shir how much you have to sprinkle on the tameh mace. Ava bimona, but how much you need in the kli that you're taking out from? Being a shear, everybody agrees you need a shear in the kli. The only machlokas is how much you have to sprinkle. Kidetzan, as the Mishnah says in Para, Kama yu b'mayim v'yeban k'kdei hazah, how much has to be in the water? Kidei sheyitbol rashi givolin v'yaza, enough that you could stick in the heads of the branches that you're sticking in viyaza and sprinkling. And this is all the third opinion of mi yitain tahar mitame. V'hayna damar Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo says in Koheles, amarti achma v'yirchokam imeni, I couldn't understand para aduma. So, what exactly, which element of Paraduma was not understandable for Shlomo? So Rashi here says, in the bottom Rashi, Amarti Echema, betam zeh, loma mazeh umazin alav tahar, v'nogeya tameh. Why the ones who sprinkle, they're tar, the ones who actually live by the Evanogeyan, the ones who get Tameh. So other Rishonim, look in the Rashi and the Ramban ala Torah, they say, oh, no, the point is, how could it make somebody, the Tameh mace becomes tar, and the people involved in the preparation are Tameh. But either way, there's something about Paraduma that is going in opposite that are going in opposite directions. Just one other ha'ara, the Marsha here says, on mi yitin tar mitame halo echad, the Marsha says, in the back, that this is the Agada of the day, Mishum Tavi Labaldin Lachlok, because you could have said, Beis Rishu Yosem. There are two sources. How can one source create two Hefachim Mamish? Something that causes death, or that symbolizes death, and something that causes life, like Damnida, which symbolizes a unfulfilled pregnancy, and Chalav, which symbolizes giving life to a baby, but Halo Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in both directions. That's me eating Tar Mitami. Same thing with Shechva Zera, you could say. Shechva Zera, which is the source of Tumah, and yet that brings life. That's Halo Echad, says the Marsha. Okay, that is a thought on me eating Tar Mitami. We go weiter, third to last line, two dots. Ezer Zakeno. So now yesterday we discussed Besula. Today we just discussed Mu'uberes. And then we discussed Minika. And now we're in the fourth case, Zakeno. Ezer Zakeno. What's a Zakeno? As long as she did not see for three periods of time, she did not have a Re'iyah, Samach Lezaknasa, when she's of age. What does it mean of age? Amar of Yehuda, Koshachavar, say, Amar Salah Zakenahi. If her friends call her an old lady, right, they call her a zakena, right, that's when you know. V'Rebbe Shimon Omer, so if you see on the side, Rebbe Shimon is a Tana. How could he argue on Rav Yehuda, who's a Talmud of Shmuel and Rav? So that's why they changed the Gersa to Rish Lakish. Rebbe Shimon Lakish Omer, Kal Shekolen La Ima Ima. If anybody, no, they don't call her zakena, they call her Ima Ima. The Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayos, that was like a title, Mother Blank. Right, Ima Sara. That's what it means, Zakena. Okay. The Yerushalmi here discusses even if it's not totally on her das, it's totally on what objectively people do at her age. Veina Bosha, she's not embarrassed about it. Sorry, I didn't read that. Veina Bosha, they call her Ima, she's not embarrassed. Rabbi Zerav, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chad Amar, Kol She'ena Makpedes. One opinion says, as long as she's not makpid about it, V'chad Amar Kol She'ena Bosha, she's not embarrassed about it. My Benar, what's the difference? Aika Benayu, Bosha Veina Makpedes. The difference is, if she is a little, she blushes, but she's, you know, she's already at the stage. Meaning it starts off when she's younger, she's embarrassed, and she's makpid. Then it gets to the stage where she's not makpid anymore. You know what? This is her age that she's coming to, but she's still a little embarrassed. And then when she gets finally, she's not even embarrassed anymore. So those are the three stages. So in that middle stage, that's the machlokas in between these, machlokas tanaim between these people. What age is this? Is there a specific age? If you look in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner has a sefer on Hilchas Nida in the Shevet Alevi. See, he quotes, there's no specific. L'maisa nira de'in b'kima yom l'kvoa shir zikna. V'gam kasha l'kvoa. Right, what exactly is the age of menopause? U'kfi anira mi'anisa yon. Sh'yesh nashim sh'demei m'slakim b'gil 45. V'yesh m'slakas dam em'rak b'gil 55. V'yesh k'biz manashas shu gil 60. Uvedera klal eina siluk baba basakas. And in general, it doesn't even happen at once. Ela mitchila ro vets kol beis chadashim, v'yakal kol gimel chadashim, and then vav chadashim, until it stops l'gamre. So he says, it's unclear. For sure, 60 to 65. You can't just say silk damim at the age of 40, 45, because you never know if it's going to come back. And sometimes women, it starts, it stops, it starts, it stops. So it's hard to pin down exactly until a person misses three and it stays that way. Okay. Vakama ona. How much is an ona? How much is she has to miss three onos? I'm sure Behuda Nisiya, ona beninis shloshim yom. 30 days. Well, if we have time, we'll talk about that more, if not tomorrow. V'rava amar v'chizda, esrim yom, 20 days. 20 days? V'lo pligi, there's no machlokas here. Marka chashev yimei tumah v'yimei tahara. One opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is including all the days of the month. Yimei tumah and tahara, that's why it's 30. V'umar lo chashev yimei tumah, the other one is not including yimei tumah. Rashi explains, pashas of a cycle, 7 days of nida, 3 days of zava, and 20 days of tahara. 7, 3, and 20. So one only mentioned the 20, the other mentioned the 30. But there's no machlokas here. Really, it's a cycle of 30. Major machlokas about Ona Beninus, the Rama and the Shach and the Chavos Das. But Beth Hashem, we'll probably start with that tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan, Zakena Sha'abra Lagimel Onos, Virasa, Dayashaita. So a Zakena that had three Onos that she did not see, Dayashaita. V'od Avra Lagimel Onos, Virasa, Dayashaita. What if she had three Onos that she passed by, but then she saw? We still say she's a zakena and daishaita. What if it happened again? Vod avrola gimalonas verasa daishaita. Still. Vod avrola gimalonas verasa. But what if three times she missed for 3 months, but three times she had a period of 90-day haflaga, a 90-day interval. Harika cholanashim. Now she loses her status of zakena. Umetama meis leizm bekita lebekita. On the third time she goes back. Velo shekivna. And it doesn't have to be exact. 91 days. Doesn't have to be exact that she would establish a Vesas Kavua. El Avila Pichzav Osira, even if she had a little more, a little less. If it was around 3 month intervals, that's enough to ruin her status of Zakena, and she goes back to being a regular woman, Mitame Meislais. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Afila Pichza, follow me, boy, Kivna. The Brisa sounds like what? Even if she had less, but surely if she was exact? If she had a kavua, adarabba, no, the opposite. Ki kivna, if it turns into a kavua, kavala vesvedaya shaita. Remember what we had on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis, we had the mission that said if a woman who establishes a vesas kavua, then for sure you don't assume that her period came earlier. And you would only say meis leis. So it should be the opposite direction. And if you want to say no, it's the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Dosa. Da Amri, and they hold Isha Sheish La Vest Metame Meis La'es. They don't hold that a woman who has a vest is only Metame Dayashaita. The Rabbanan hold that she does go backwards even by a vest Kavua. So then if Chami Boile, then it should say the opposite. Velema Velo Shepichsav Osira El Afilu Kivna. It should be even Kivna. So Gemara says, Tni, two answers. Tni, so learn that, you're right, Lo Shepetzel Vosira, El Afilu Kivna. Even Kivna, we say, is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and therefore we would say, Dayashaita in that case. V'ibayasema, or Hachikamar, or change it, V'lo Shekivna, El Shepetzel Vosira. Change it to mean to read as follows. She wasn't Mechavein, because if she would have been Mechavein, it wouldn't work, but she had a little more, a little less than 90. But if she had exact intervals every 90 days or so, she would be established a Ves Kavua, Umani Rabbi Dosahi, and that would be Rabbi Dosa's opinion, who holds that Isha, who has Ves Kavua, Daya Shaita. Again, very important halacha based on here. I'll just mention it now. I'll mention it now just quickly. The Trumas Hadeshin has a tshuva, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What if a woman, could a woman establish a vest, if she doesn't have a vest as kavua, but she never sees dam less than 29? Sometimes she sees 32, sometimes 31, sometimes 34. Could a woman establish a vest as kavua for at least a certain minimum number of days? So Shulchan Aruch quotes the Trumas Hadeshin and says, yes, if a woman never has less than a 14-day cycle, she could establish a vet. That's Kuf Pei Vav Os Gimel. Kuf Pei Vav Os Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that she can establish such a vest. Kuf Pei Vav Gimel. Isha Shein Eroa B'Pachas V'Yudal Yomim Achar Tfilasa Aval Achar Yudal Yomim Ein La Keva Yudal Yom Dina Kedin Isha Shein La Vest. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe was asked, very important, Shaila, Yaradeya Beis Ayin Beis, could that even knock out Ona Beninus, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, but if a woman does not have a vest kavua, we know that she has to check what the average vest is. Let's say it's 30 days. What happens if a woman has always sees more than 31 days? 32, 34, 35. Does she have to check Ona Beninus? She has a vest kavua not to see less than 31 days. So that's Rav Moshe against many other poskim. Rav Moshe is Mako. Rav Moshe says she does not have to check. Rabbi Forrest quotes other poskim in his Sefer. He is not into this kula. Ona Beninus overrides that. Ona Beninus, as we'll talk more about tomorrow, has a vest kavua. But either way, that's an important machlokas related to this issue of 90 days. Let's just do a little more, and then we will finish up. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kal Isha Sha'abru Aleha V'chulu, Tanya. So Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah said, any woman who misses 3 months has a status of Muslakas Damim. Tanya, Amar Lem Rabbi Lezer L'Chachamim, Maisa B'Riba Achas B'Hislu. There's a story about a woman in Hislu. Shefsika Gimel Onus, Uba Maisa L'Vnei Chachamim, Ba'amru Daya Shaita. You see, I'm right. Even a younger woman, she missed three. Amru Lo, no, ain't Shasat Chak right. That was Shasat Chak. My Shasat Chak. What Shasat Chak was it? Ika da Amri Shnei Batsaras Havi. Maybe it was a famine year, so they didn't want to be Matami so many Taras. Ika da Amri Taras Afish Lavida. Or she just had been involved in a lot of Taras. The Chash Rabbanan Lahafsid the Taras. And the Rabbanan were worried about the Hafsid Taras. So either way, don't bring me Rias from Shasat Chak. Period. Tana Rabbanan, this we had already on the Yontif Daf. Let's just read it again. Maisav Asar Rebbe Kirab Eliezer. Rebbe held like Rebbe Eliezer. It was a regular woman, not one of the four, and he limited it to Dayashaita. La'acha Shiniskar, when he remembered, Amar, he said, Oi, Kedai Rebbe Eliezer, Lismach Alab Shasad Chak. Oh, but the Evid, I won't change my psak. My La'acha Shiniskar, what does that mean? Ile Malacha Shiniskar to Inalacha Rebbe Eliezer. Ela Karabanan, if it's that he remembered that Alacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, then how did he leave it? B'Shasad Chak, Hechi Avid Kavaseh. If we don't hold like an opinion, we can never hold like that opinion Shas HaTchak. If we can ever rely on an opinion Shas HaTchak, that's a right that we really hold like that opinion. And we're just machmir like a chila generally. So Ella, what must be the reason Rebbe was chozer? To lo itmar hilchos alokamar velokamar. Really, the halacha was not given over as like anybody. And therefore, you can pass it like whoever you want. And therefore, he passed like Rebbe Eliezer. Umay la'acha shiniskar, but what changed? La'acha shiniskar, delav yochid poligalei ala rabim poligalei, pligalei. But he realized that rabim argue on him. On Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore he said, you know what, I feel bad, but I'm not going to change it. Omer, Kedai, Rabbi Eliezer, Lismach Alav, Bishas Hadchak. So that is the Rebbe story, which again we already had earlier on Daf Vav, but we will stop here tomorrow. Bezron will start off with Ona Beinonis. What exactly does Ona Beinonis mean? Famous Lachlokas 30 or 31, and we will talk more about other Vestos in Yanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir tonight.